Hey guys, you're welcome to the Be More with Olori show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today's going to be good. I think that the question that we're going to be, or the topic rather, that we're going to be addressing is something that I get a lot of. And I thought, why not just, you know, answer this question as a podcast? And guess what? I have the most special person to me in the whole world. After pancakes, I'm joking. He's got his hands raised on it over his head like, what? No, welcome with me, my husband, Boye Ajayi. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Olori.
Okay, fantastic. So let's...
I come second to pancakes. All right, that's good to know.
Guys, but if you understand pancakes, you know what I've just explained. Like, pancakes is another level, you know.
I mean, so this shows where you're coming from. So you know what that is for me?
Yeah.
I think that's Gary. Good Ijebu Gary.
Oh my god.
I mean, that's just... if you know, you know.
If right? You know, actually. My husband has an obsession for Gary and I just can't stand it. Like, I'll be hours in the kitchen, you know, like cooking good food. You know, the smell is scenting all around the house. And then my husband just comes and says, babe, I can't do Gary. And I'm like, are we really doing this? But thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I love that you're here. So we're going to be talking about a topic, like I said, that I feel quite a number of people might actually be in right now, which okay. is what to do when your family or your friends don't get what God is doing with you at that moment.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So it's a big thing because I think I've been there once or twice and you're aware of, you know, those seasons. And I, just to lay some foundation and to start us off, I think I just wanted to say that I don't want you to feel bad that they don't get you. I think it's important that you don't take what God is taking you through as torture or as an isolation that is making you look very weird. That's not really what God has in mind. And I feel like you will need to really mature quickly into balancing your emotional response to people. And I mean, I will talk from experience, but, you know, I just wanted to say to you, please don't feel bad that, you know, whether it's your family, your mom, you know what I mean? Like moms, dads, they're like, oh, maybe for as an example, I remember a friend of mine in 2017, you know, she said how God had told her to leave her job. And it was a very well-paying job. You know, she's close to her 40s. You know, they have a kid. And everyone thought, wow, you're pretty brave, you know. And she said that God told her to leave. You know, interesting. Yeah. And you can imagine her husband. You can imagine how he felt.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she's like, no, I know what God said. And this thing about God telling you is so important. And maybe we can start from there. How do you know it's God at that point when you have this nudges and promptings?
I mean, so it's interesting. So this brings me back to the basics, right? When talking about God said, the honest truth is, so let's get this straight. You will be wrong a number of times. In this God said, God didn't say. So don't come with this air of superiority and you are infallible and things like that. Nah, you get it wrong sometimes, right? Kicking off the question that Olori asked, how do you know this God said and things like that? I mean, so it's like this. You need to develop your relationship with God and you start from the seemingly seemingly less important things before you graduate to the big things. I mean, it's odd. Imagine this. The point at which you're about to get a job or get married isn't going to be the first time you're going to be hearing your mentor's voice or your father's voice or your mother's voice. I mean, you've grown up with them for years. You've been with them for years that you're able to hear and trust them when it now comes to the real big decision. So I'd encourage everyone to get to that place where they have a relationship with God, that they're able to hear God from the seemingly less important things, from as little as, is it going to rain today or not? Which path should I take on my way to this place? Which dress should I wear? How should I say these things? From seeming things that if you get it wrong, doesn't have big or massive implications. And over time, you sort of learn to, you learn the voice of God. I mean, so for a number of you, I assume that you're all adults listening to this. I mean, it's not now that you just understood the voice of your mother or your dad. I mean, regardless of wherever you are, if you or the distance, if it's within hearing, if you hear your mother's voice, you will know that is your mother's voice. Why? Because you grew up hearing your mother's voice. So I'd encourage everyone, I mean, if you're in that place where you are not used to, accustomed to hearing God, start. It's a journey, right? Just start from where you are. And over time, you get to learn the voice of God. And there are some things that can really help you test this hearing God, not hearing God. Is it God? I mean, there are some things that God will not do. God will never condemn you. Right. So if condemnation comes, it's not the voice of God. Your own spirit may condemn you, but God never condemns you. Right. And everything God will tell you will line up with what he had said in the Bible. So if it's God, God will never tell you to do things outside of the Bible. I mean, the interesting thing, even the Bible tells you that you should judge every prophecy, everything you hear, you should judge it by the word, test it, yeah. Right? I hope that sort of helps you in terms of what it means or how to validate whether it's God or not.
Fantastic. All right, so just to move us further along, let's talk about spouses, you know, and this whole, and I'll be very transparent in this episode, where I remember in 2017 when we're still in Stillwaters, you know, and it was a very interesting season for me. I wasn't doing anything, but I just knew that I was in an incubation sort of season. I was incubating, but I wasn't earning money. I wasn't doing anything at all to support the family. How was that for you?
Well, I mean, that's interesting. For me, I don't think of it that way. I mean...
So now this is a mindset thing.
Yeah, it's a mindset. I wasn't expecting you to do and support the family. So you not doing anything then wasn't a drag or... I didn't have any expectations of that. So it wasn't a problem for me. So I guess the part where it got funny was... where because you weren't doing anything, then you weren't busy, so you had a lot of free time. You expected more of my time, right, things like right. that. And I wasn't able to do that, so Absolutely. Maybe that caused some friction and Absolutely. Things like that. But
what about those relationships where they need the income? What do you say to that?
I didn't want the income, mm-hmm. or I wouldn't have desired it if it came, mm-hmm. but I just didn't have that expectation. Right.
Okay, so you're saying manage your expectation.
In my case, yeah, I didn't have that expectation.
No, so what I'm saying is, what you're addressing here is expectation. What would you say to a guy like you who you think may be struggling to understand why his wife isn't working and isn't helping the family?
Well, that's a tough one, right? So one of the things that we need to get right in terms of this helping family or things like that is... Mm. Put your faith in God, right? Mm. So your work, your business, your wife's work or business shouldn't be your source.
Absolutely.
So regardless of whether they are working that you consider to be work or not, as long as you are, and what qualifies you to earn from God is working for God. Sometimes working for God is actually you incubating and preparing.
Hmm.
So, I mean, so let's get these things right. Don't judge us by what you see and the human definition. The important thing is that person, if God is really the one paying,
yeah.
then are you working for God, regardless of what that entails in your assignment or your contract with God, so to speak?
So you're saying, just to clarify, that someone can be incubating yeah. and somebody can be running a business. You yeah. are both still working for God.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So... And that took a while for me to really understand that it's not about busy.
No, it's not.
You know, it's not about earning a paycheck.
No, it's not.
You know, so again, it's this definitions and these labels we've given what being successful is. Because Joshua 1:8 talks about good success.
True.
And that good success really ultimately boils down to God's perspective. And true, that's the most important.
True.
So now let me ask you this question. So what is the right response to your family, whether your dad, what about your in-laws?
So,
you know what I mean? I mean, we've been blessed because we've never really had in-laws who've been in our business. But let's assume we have listeners right now who have that, and you are having meetings because of you, like they're calling family meetings saying, told you, where was happening? What is God? This God, we're all serving him. How do you respond to that?
So it's this is a very good question, and it's a reality in lots of lives. I mean, I'm not saying that I have all the answer. We have all the answer. I'll just be able to share from you from our perspective, and what we believe is the right thing, and what has helped us. So because I've been in that situation a number of times where the things that I was doing didn't make sense to a lot of people that I respect, my family, my parents, and stuff, right? So looking at that, the first thing is this, and I really want to throw this out there so that you know. Sometimes God actually protects you by that resistance that you get from those closest to you, because sometimes you could be wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's something that we don't want to see in this journey. Don't be so full of yourself that you think you're perfect. You could be wrong. Right. I mean, I had the situation a couple of years back where I felt very strongly that God had told me to leave my place of employment then and go to do something else. And it took me 9 months or about 9 to 10 months to be able to actually obey that instruction. I mean, it took my wife about 1 week to get on board. My spiritual father got on board the moment I told him, which was about a month and a half after I got the instruction. But his own spiritual dad said no. And then two of my mentors said no. So guess what? I stayed in that place of employment I was frustrated because I thought God had told me to do something else. My desire had moved to the other thing. But I was in this place that left to me and God and my wife, I should have done it. But because of those over me who, even though I didn't understand why they didn't see it, had said, no, don't do it yet. And guess what? Over time, they all came around to say, okay, now you're free to go. It took one mentor 6 months. Another one, it took him 8 months. By the 9th month, the third mentor said, now it's okay for you to do. And by the time I decided to now do that, guess what? Now, this is the thing. I got paid for that time that I spent, because by the time I now left that organization, there were benefits that I wouldn't have enjoyed if I had left 9 months ago that I now enjoyed. It was as if God saw my obedience and my submission to authority and said, this guy needs some extra things to reward him for this discipline.
Okay, so this is interesting, B. I'm hearing so many things, and I'm sure that some people are like, I want to ask a question, please. And I'm hoping I can tap into your questions in a telepathic manner. So now you're saying that you stayed because one of your spiritual oversights felt like you should stay.
Yes.
Wow. What if you left? So guess what? And this is where it gets tricky.
Yep.
Because there's the God said.
Yes.
And there's the man said.
Yes.
And you are now stuck. A lot of people are there, you know? And true, it's like, what do I do?
True.
What do they do, B?
So
what do you advise? Not that what
see,
you
see, the interesting thing is this, right? This man said, God said, mm-hmm, it's not up in the sky. See, these are real things if you have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. If you really do understand that God sees your heart, not necessarily the actions that you do, you won't struggle with these things. I mean, I'm going to share another story. There was a time that I thought that God had told me to give a certain amount of money towards a cause, and I went ahead to do it. And then within a span of about 1 week, I got like 5 times what I had spent money on and came to me. And I was so excited, and I was there, I was driving, and I was saying, God, I thank you for this harvest and stuff. And God surprised me. He said, son, I didn't want you to do that investment. I didn't want you to support that money. I almost ran my car into a pole because I was shocked. If you had told me then that it wasn't God, I would have said, no, get thee behind me, Satan. Because I was so sure it was God. See, right. By this time I was a pastor, so I was accustomed to hearing God's voice, by the way, right? And then I realized that I didn't do that. I was like, and this is what a lot of people do. They judge the instruction by the results that they see in the natural. Then I went to God and I was like, but God, I saw harvest within 1 week, 5 times.
Only you.
Only me. I mean, some people have been sowing seeds and 1 year they've not seen the harvest.
Yeah.
And what God said was so simple, it blew my natural mind. He said, son, he said, I knew the reason why you did that was because you thought I was the one that told you to do it. So I gave you the harvest as if it was my instruction to you, but I want you to learn is why I'm bringing this back to you, so that you can discern how better to hear my voice. By me, I didn't want you to do that thing, but I gave you the result because I saw in your heart you did it because you thought that was what I wanted you to do.
Right.
And that freed me. So guess what? Since that day, I stopped learning to judge whether it was God or not by the physical results. I went back to that place by judging with the peace I feel when I'm in the presence of God.
Sounds good. So I love that. That peace of God, if you have it and your mentor still says no, what do you do?
So you go back to God.
Okay.
So you go like, God, this is where I am. I'm submitted to you because I believe you are the one who's placed this person over me.
Right.
Based on what I know with you, I believe this is what you're asking me to do. But I know that I could be wrong. Here is this person who has walked with you longer. I don't know his exact state with you now, but I believe you haven't shown me anything wrong or say I should leave him, right? And then he's telling me to stay. I don't want to disobey you, God. In this scheme, in terms of hierarchy, he's more senior than me, right? That means that he should know more about you than I do. So I'm choosing to obey what he's saying because I believe I'm taking it that I missed it, or maybe I'm out of time. Now, this is the critical part. Sometimes you get some instructions and it's not the time to do them. So the Bible talks about this. I said, he that believes doesn't make haste. See, when you are sure and certain in your belief, you are not in too much of a hurry to do because you know you are certain.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we hear these testimonies of men of God. I remember Bishop Oyedepo said that God showed him the faith tabernacle over 20 years before he actually built it. Imagine him trying to run to build the faith tabernacle 20 years before he actually did. He would have probably crumbled the ministry.
Oh, wow.
So God shows you some things, gives you instruction, which is where you need to stay with God and know that there are times and seasons to these things.
I love how we've gone into that times and seasons, and we've gone quite far in time. But just to round it off, I want you to try and talk about this timing. And I think we had that conversation this morning when I sort of came to you and I said I had sort of goofed on two different opportunities.
Right.
And how I felt like I totally knew it was God who had sort of presented me that opportunity, because I know there are certain people who, you know, people have told them, look, you're not the only one who hears from God.
Yeah.
Or they've said to them, like, you are being overly spiritual, you're doing too much, calm down, it's not only you that God is using. One, what do you say to those guys to not take out that flame? Because when you're even, I mean, what I'm even talking about is somebody can be a Christian in a Muslim family.
Yeah.
I'm saying those sort of people. Yeah. Or those people who their parents, like mine at the time, if you remember, my dad was sending me jobs.
Yeah.
To say, apply, you cannot just be at home saying that you are waiting to hear God, stop being over spiritual. I remember those days and I would cry because I was just like, you don't get what God is doing with me. And that frustrating place can bring you to compromise.
True.
So what do you say to those people?
So I have, from what you've said now, I have like three different things I need to say. So I'm just going to quickly address them. So one, like I said, sometimes this resistance you face is actually God fueling you. Because sometimes, I tell you this, you may not realize, but when you were in that place and you were getting this, you weren't sure exactly what you were supposed to be doing, and your dad was sending you this, it did something to you on your inside. It frustrated you, but that frustration took you into a depth with God.
that probably birthed this thing. See, if you, one of the things I tell you this, without a desire, you can't achieve greatness in some things.
Absolutely.
Now, sometimes these frustrations that you feel make you dig your heels in and go like, okay, you know what? I'm going to prove this thing is right. And in that time, you go deeper with God and get further clarity and few things like that. So, I mean, so some basic things, right? Regardless of wherever it is, you are never, never permitted to be rude or dishonor them. Let's get that right. You cannot say you are obeying God so much that you now get into a place of pride and you start discounting your parents. They still have oversight over you. They have authority to speak over your life. You need to realize that. Remember in the Bible, look at Samuel and Eli. See, even though Eli had become dim and he was no longer hearing God's voice, even in that state, he still knew more about God to be able to lead Samuel in the way he should go. So we need to be really careful. Always stay in honor. And see, guess what? If God is the one leading you, he still wants to do those things, you to do those things with him.
Right.
So it's a living relationship. So they frustrate you today, you take it to God. God, this is what I've seen today. This is what they are saying. I'm relying on you. I'm trusting you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get strength from there. He gives you specific instructions and directions to on things to do.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. So, I mean, we just want to pray with you guys, you know, for those people who, you are in a tough place in obedience right now.
Yeah.
You know, we've been there a lot of times and it's not going to stop. Where you are now, trust me, your response to it will be better, but it doesn't stop.
True.
So don't worry about, oh, when will this pass? It will pass and you will get better, and like I said, in how you respond to the situation. Do you want to lead the prayer?
Yeah. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your thoughts with your people.
Thank you.
And
God,
we just join our faith together with them, and we pray for each and everyone, regardless of where they are, that Lord, you cause there to be illumination and light to shine upon each person's situation.
Amen.
We pray for them supernatural wisdom,
Amen.
That for them to be able to navigate the seasons,
Amen.
And this place that they are in their life.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray that they will find favor and your power will go at work to
Amen.
Be able to overcome every obstacle
Amen.
That is withholding them.
Amen.
We pray that, Lord, none of them will lose hope or give up
Amen.
On what you have planned for them to do.
Amen.
And everyone will go to the place that they attain the height
Amen.
You've planned for them
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, my husband. It's been an honor having you guys on the show today. Thank you for joining Boye and I. We love you and we just want to reach out to you via Instagram. So if you are on Instagram or any other social media platform, feel free to join us. You are at Boye Ajayi.
Yes.
And I'm Olori Boye on Instagram, which is where I'm most active, and Twitter. You are more on
Instagram.
Okay. All right. So reach out to us. Let us know how this has blessed you in any way. And if you have further questions, we will try our best to answer them. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you.